Welcome everybody to the Yom Yin. We're so happy that everybody has come. In just a second, our sponsor, Mr. Rosenblum, Jeffrey Rosenblum, is going to speak. Just a couple orders of business. If anybody is not in a group or doesn't have a chavrusa or would like a chavrusa, please see me after the speaking. I'm happy to set things up. I do my best on the spot. Before we start, I just wanted to bring to everyone's attention, on our packet in the back over here, we have a list of all the activities that our Kailal does. And there are many learning opportunities, Baruch Hashem. And as we come to this Yomi, and hopefully we'll learn the Torah, we'll be inspired, and we might want to keep on going. And please feel free to contact me to figure out a person learning schedule if you would like to continue learning, not just on the Yomiyas, but during the week also. And we're very excited that we just started a new program called Daf HaShavua that meets in Yeshiva and in Orat Torah, which is that as a group together we learn a daf a week, and we have a Sholom Eishiv who's there. But there's so many different programs, so many opportunities, you know, constant learning, intermittent learning. Please call me, my line's always open to help set up to continue learning. So with that, I'd like to ask Mr. Rosenblum to come up and speak. Thank you.
Rishus, Rabbi Reingold, Rabbi Hess, distinguished rabbis, family, friends, and neighbors, good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Yeshiva's semi-annual Yom Iyun. I hope that today's topic is interesting and learning and enjoyable, in addition to, as always, being something that you can walk away with. I'd like to thank Rabbi Reingold, my morning Rebbe here the past 16 years. And also Rabbi Moshe Chaim Blate for putting together all the today's events. Also for allowing me to be involved in today's events. I'd like to extend a Hakara Satov, a thank you to Rabbi Yaakov Goodman for putting together the learning packets. You can look at them and see that his attention to detail is both evident and obvious. I just know that today, based on past events, is going to be really special. I'd like to thank each one of you for coming here and to making today a big success. It really means a lot that each one of you is here today. As many of you know, my family sponsored today's learning in memory of my father, Moshe Herschel, Ben Chaim Ben Sion, Maurice H. Rosenblum, Zichron Livracha, to serve as a zechus for his neshama, that his neshama should be elevated, please God. But, at least for me, there's been an elephant in the room for the past 9 weeks. And so I feel that we would all be remiss if we didn't include Rabbi Hyatt in our thoughts this morning. When I first came to the yeshiva in 1973, I didn't know a single person other than my younger brother who came along with me. And we were told to ask for Rabbi Hyatt, and he would tell us what to do. He's been telling me what to do ever since. You need to know that every inch of this building is imbued with his spirit and his energy. Rabbi Hyatt faithfully, quietly served under Rabbi Einemer, Zichron Livracha, almost from the very beginning of this institution, from the beginning of this yeshiva. In addition to being accessible to the community at large. Has anyone ever done so much with so little fanfare? In his merit, let us try to be a little bit more focused in our learning, that it will serve as a sechus for Refuah Shleima, for David Meir ben Hyatt Sipa, Rabbi Hyatt. One of the most enjoyable parts of today's events was choosing the topic. We wanted to make sure that it was commensurate and consistent, that it would be appropriate with regard to my father's character, with who he really was. My father was a very friendly person. He was also a very honest person. Of course, he learned these traits from his father. Sometimes he'd reflect even on lessons that he had learned as a small child, possibly as a 6 or 7 year old, working in his own father's grocery store in Washington, D.C. Sometimes his father would occasionally maybe even realize that he had overcharged a customer a penny or 2 cents. Remember, these were in the days of mechanical cash registers, and mistakes were made sometimes. He'd make my father run after the customer to return their money. These lessons stayed with him. I never heard my father say anything other than the truth. We come from a working family. All our all of us worked within the family business. I'm one of six children, and we were all privileged to work with my father and to watch him interact with all varieties of people. People liked him a lot. Any personal skills that I might have in relating to people, I learned from him. Rabbi Rheingold and I decided that the subject of Chanukah would be very, very appropriate. Flattery was something that he was not big on. My father had a tremendous respect for what was right, not what was necessarily the easiest or the quickest or the most efficient, but to think and to behave and to speak in the most emistic way. This is really what personified him. There was nothing fake about him. Whether it be the way that he conducted himself in Bein Adam L'Makom, or probably even more obviously in the way that he conducted himself in Bein Adam L'Chavero, in the ways that he interacted with people, and in the way that they responded to him. My father was a superb communicator, yet at the same time he was humble. He had no time for pretentiousness and for people who bragged, especially for those who had little to brag about. I remember him saying all the time, all front, no back. It's the gift of speech that makes man superior to all other creatures. In our morning Dershushir, we are presently learning Nedarim. In Nedarim, we are constantly reminded that each word that comes out of our mouth is weighed and counts. At this point, I'd like to turn the program back over to Rabbi Rheingold, who will be giving us an overview of today's learning. But again, I'd like to thank each one of you for coming today for today's learning. It means a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you.